Hi there. The word for you today is, don't let fear stop you. In Philippians 1 verse 6 we read, He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. Has God called you to do something that you don't feel capable of doing? Can you think of a dozen others better suited for the job? Well, it doesn't matter what you think. God didn't choose somebody else. He chose you, and He did it in spite of your limitations and your insecurities. Your inadequacies are no surprise to God. In fact, 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, God told Paul, My power works best in your weakness. Author John Walker says, and I quote, You may hide your weaknesses from others, but you can't hide them from God. He created you. Do you think He made a mistake? He created you with weaknesses to keep you on your knees. Without them, to push you back to God, you'll get prideful, and God won't allow you to use them as an excuse for avoiding your mission or ignoring your purpose. God is calling you to a monumental task. He will equip you to complete it, and that includes the Holy Spirit working inside you. So instead of looking at yourself, look to God. Focus on His strength, not yours. Don't think about how incapable you are for the task. Remember, God is bigger than anything you face, no matter how overwhelming it may appear, and this is the God who lives within you. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 verse 10 that we were, quote, created in Christ to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. God's plans are never an afterthought. He designed you for a specific purpose. And here's the good news. Paul says this, He who began a good work in you will, you can count on it, He will carry it on to completion. So instead of letting fear stop you, let it drive you closer to God, cause you to trust Him more, and motivate you to get up and get going.